But that quiet would not last. For a mere 6 weeks later, at Potsdam, between the 17th of July and the 2nd of August, the Big Three met for the very last time. Of the wartime leaders, Joseph Stalin alone survived. Experience meant that he entered proceedings highly suspicious that the capitalist powers might turn against him. Whilst back in Britain, and contrary to all predictions, Winston Churchill had been defeated in Britain's post-war election. Churchill was replaced in the middle of the conference by the socialist Clement Attlee. Attlee would prove to be a far more unromantic hero to the British public.
Labour's appeal is not to the lower, but to the highest instincts of the human race.
America's Teddy Roosevelt, meanwhile, had died before the fall of Germany and was succeeded by his no-nonsense vice president, Harry Truman. Once again, a very different politician and leader, as history would go on to show.
We're here today to raise the flag of victory over the capital of our greatest adversary.
Differences among them all were so readily apparent in their magnitude that the proposed original idea of organizing a peace conference was soon shelved. The changing tone and turning geopolitical tide was truly set in motion when Truman arranged for a melodramatic announcement of the successful American A-bomb test. Stalin did not even blink. So Potsdam stuck to merely practical matters. Germany given an inter-rallied council to coordinate the administration of its occupation zones. Austria restored to its independence. France returned Alsace-Lorraine and Czechoslovakia the Sudetenland. Poland was to be given a new frontier line, whether the Poles wanted it or not. All Germans, meanwhile, living east of the new frontiers were to be expelled. Those Nazi leaders who had fallen into the Allied net were to stand trial before an international war crimes tribunal. But beyond that, the Allies could agree on little. And it would be fair to say, they did not even try.
That we are fighting for peace and for the welfare of mankind.
As Wislawa Szymborska wrote, "The things won't find their right place on their own. Someone has to heave the rubble to the roadsides so the carts piled high with corpses can pass by. Photogenic it certainly isn't, and it takes years. All the cameras have gone off to other wars. Those who knew what this was all about must make way for those who know little, or less than little, or simply nothing."